We're talking about workplace wellness programs, which have sprouted up with a vengeance in the last decade or so. It's everything from work-sponsored biometric screenings to anti-smoking programs to health coaching, and yes, even Zumba classes. It's a wide net, workplace wellness, but as these programs become more and more popular, things are changing.
Where the market's evolved to is not just a phone call or a meeting with a coach. Now where the market's moving is into a technology realm.
Michael Rosenfeld is the president of WellNow, which is a wellness management company in Trevose, PA, just northeast of Philadelphia. When he started his company 8 years ago, Rosenfeld says workplace wellness was a different ballgame.
When we started, the industry was kind of afraid of asking their employees to disclose information, kind of an Orwellian thing. You know, I'm asking you to draw blood. I'm asking you to answer questions about your health. And they felt like that was kind of over the top.
That has changed. The Orwellian uneasiness on the part of employers has been subsumed by the bottom line realities of the rising cost of offering health coverage. Workplace wellness is now a $6 billion industry. Recent data suggests that about half of all companies with at least 50 workers have some sort of wellness program. And if you work at a really big company, it's almost certain that you have access to at least one.
Given where healthcare costs have really risen to, it's I need to get involved because if I don't, my costs are going to pretty much go out of control.
The backdrop for all this is the ongoing crisis state of the American healthcare market. Chronic conditions, many of which are from so-called lifestyle diseases, drive lots of spending. Rosenfeld says the idea behind workplace wellness is to help people understand the intersection of lifestyle and health. If you can give them the tools, classes, or support to make a change, they might feel better, and they might help their employer avoid costly health claims down the road. But the thing is, just how much employers are saving thanks to wellness programs is now being questioned.
We still find evidence for the programs improving health and health-related behavior. We just don't find that this saves a lot of money.
That's Soren Matke, and his report last summer for the RAND Corporation was a gut check for the workplace wellness industry. RAND, a leading policy analysis firm, was tapped by the government to do the most comprehensive evaluation of workplace wellness programs to date. Going into it, the conventional wisdom was that every dollar a company spent on wellness yielded $3 in return.
Our estimate for the Department of Labor report said at best these programs are cost neutral when it comes to healthcare cost. And actually the Pepsi study that we just published a few weeks ago showed that return on investment was only 25 cents on the dollar for their specific program.
The soda maker has a long-standing and really comprehensive program. Matke stresses that wellness programs do seem to chip away at what the RAND report called a current epidemic of lifestyle-related diseases. Think obesity, diabetes, heart disease. And even if the narrow business case for them may not be so strong, Matke says wellness programs probably aren't going anywhere. Another study last summer from the Kaiser Family Foundation found that most employers still swear by them, with the idea being that something, anything, to fight rising health costs might be worth keeping. But RAND says some employers are likely to switch gears going forward, offering more targeted ways of getting bang for their wellness buck. And that's what a handful of new wellness startups are also banking on.
Pick a character.
I'll go with Kevin.
Okay. Glad to hear that. Everyone usually goes for workaholic Wendy.
I'm sitting with John Cooper, the founder and CEO of LifeVest Health, and we're looking at a laptop with an image of the bumbling Kevin character from the sitcom The Office. He's walking me through how it all works.
We have this underlying concept of building a stock exchange for your health and treating your health like a stock that will go up and down as you improve or neglect your health.
It's all based on biometric screenings and tracking measures of your health. If your blood pressure goes down, your stock goes up. You stand to make more money. Say you light up during a lunch break, your stock goes down. You can see it on Kevin's hypothetical dashboard, money as both carrot and stick.
So what does he do? He goes to add his record that week. He, you know, mentions that he's been smoking. He saves in right away. He gets instant feedback. So it says, hey, that cost you $5. You just lost 146 days from your life expectancy.
That's bleak, man.
You know, we like to give people real-time feedback, and that's a real message, right? That's something that people don't shrug off, really.
LifeVest is new to the market. The Philly-based startup relocated from Denver about a year ago. It recently signed JetBlue to its roster of a dozen or so companies. Cooper says the thing that makes them stand out in a crowded field is money.
There's a powerful association between having an investment in your health or having skin in the game, taking on a little risk, and actually affecting your behavior change.
Direct financial incentives for participating in workplace wellness programs are still quite rare, according to the studies from Rand and Kaiser. But no surprise here, they also found that cash tends to be a good motivator. Cooper says it's early yet, but his company is seeing promising engagement numbers, a partial validation of the startup's approach to workplace wellness that's firmly rooted in behavioral economics.
We use every sort of accountability tool there is out there. So we're using financial incentives. You've got competition with your friends. You've got your family who's holding you accountable. So in that sense, it is gamified, but it's not, you know, a video game for health.
But do we really want employers wielding more effective tools for coaxing us to work out? Cooper says better health is a win-win, and easing concerns around employers having too much access to personal information is a major focus industry-wide.
They can see, you know, what does my Atlanta office look like? But they don't see, you know, what does Bob in accounting look like?
LifeVest thinks it's poised to ride a wave of structural change in the healthcare landscape. The Affordable Care Act allows companies to dangle bigger financial rewards for hitting health goals and impose stiffer penalties, too. For example, the law lets companies make smokers bear up to 50% more in premiums than non-smokers. Soren Madke of RAND says aligning incentives to create better public health is probably a good thing, but thorny ethical issues are likely to emerge.
So I think many people are okay with penalizing smokers if you offer them a way out of the addiction. But if you look at obesity and eating behavior, that's a much more nuanced and complex problem.
With cash incentives, companies like LifeVest could be walking that thin line while getting us to walk more too. For The Pulse, I'm Zach Seward.